Good morning. I want to talk to you today about some symbolism between the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, and the crucifixion, or, you know, just break down some scripture that should help us focus for the Lord's Supper. First of all, why do we do this? Well, obviously, to remember the sacrifice Jesus made for us, to help us. But to me, there's a little more than that. I think there's just a little more meaning behind it. However, the main purpose still stands. Now, just to clarify, Jesus knew he was going to die, as said in John 13, 1-3. If you'll turn with me there. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, and he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Jesus knew he was going to perish. He knew the drastic decision he made that he was going to do. He knew what he was about to do for us. Yet, he still did it for us because he loves us. He knew, even before time, what he had to do. Now, when the Last Supper comes in Luke 22:19-20, if you'll go with me there, the rest of the scripture that I will be reading for you guys is from Luke. So, if you turn with me to Luke 22:19-20, it says, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" This right here presents the similarities between the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, and the crucifixion. In the Last Supper, Jesus breaks the bread, or as we call it, the bread of the body. This shows why we call it that. Jesus' body was broken during the crucifixion. It was torn as we tear bread. It was whipped, scourged by the Romans. If we go back to the Last Supper, Jesus, along with his disciples, partake of the fruit of the vine, like we do in the Lord's Supper. This represents the blood spilled from Jesus' body. He had a crown of thorns put on his head. He was crucified. Terrible way to die. But the fruit of the vine that we drink represents the blood that was shed the day of his death for us. Lastly, what is the purpose of the Lord's Supper in general? Like I said before, it is more than just to remember Jesus' sacrifice. If we go to Luke 23:39-43, "Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.' But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" So, how does this expand on the idea or point of the Lord's Supper? When the thief mocks Jesus, he was answered by the other thief, who turned to him, and then who turned to Jesus and asked him that he remember him when he comes into his kingdom. Jesus tells him that he will join him in paradise. So, how does this connect to the Lord's Supper? It shows that we partake of the Lord's Supper not only to commemorate the sacrifice, but to go to heaven to be remembered, like the thief. I hope this will focus your minds as we take of the Lord's Supper. Will the servers please come forward?